Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 167, Amazon Prime. So for today's episode, I wanted to share a service that I actually recently started using. I say recently in the sense that I started using it about a month or so ago, but it has actually proven to be very useful with what they've offered, or what they offer, and I haven't even used all of what benefits Amazon Prime offers. So if you may have heard of it, you may have heard of bits and pieces of what they offer, or individual pieces of what they offer to begin with, but Amazon Prime is actually a very, I don't want to say full-featured, but they offer a bunch of different things all in one package, whether you use those different features or not. So I will go through the features that they offer. I'll make note of what I've used so far, and at least my experience with it. But they do offer a number of different items as part of their annual plan or package. So I will start it off with Amazon Prime is $99 a year at the moment. So it actually works out pretty well to around, I believe, comes to probably around $78 a month. If you happen to sign up in January, around the middle of the month, I believe, when they had a promotion for $72, it actually works out a lot better, or it comes out to a better promotional price. So you get $72 for 1 year as part of one of their shows being nominated. So that's actually when I signed up. So I am giving it the 1 year test run to see how much I use it, how well it works for me, if I get the full benefits of it or not. But even still, at $99 a year, it does, or it is a very good deal for what they offer. So I will now jump into what they do offer. So what Amazon Prime started off with was offering free 2-day shipping on purchases for items that are sent via Amazon or through the Amazon warehouse. So not all items do this. So if a seller is shipping on their own, you may not get this deal. But if it is shipping through or using Amazon services, then you get free 2-day shipping. It does not matter how much you're buying, but you do get that offer, shipping offer of 2 days. Actually worked very smoothly. I made a couple of purchases, but the first one was actually, because it's the first time I used it, it was actually very smooth, and the couple of times after were smooth as well, in that I was able to select the items I wanted to purchase. It was delivered through Amazon Prime services. It did clarify very well, easily. And clearly on all items that are available as part of your Prime membership. But when you see that, you'll know you get the shipping or free 2-day shipping. So I added it, and sure enough, it showed up in 2 days. So it was actually very straightforward and smooth, something I actually like quite a bit. And the benefit of shipping through or buying something that's shipped through Amazon is that they'll also tell you how much time you have left to order that product to ship it in 2 days from when you're ordering it. So you get a good, pretty good estimate of when you'll get it, and on top of that, free 2-day shipping. Who can say no to that? A good rule of thumb here, and with everything, is to find out approximately how much it would cost to ship something with via 2-day shipping to begin with, just so you get an idea, or if you would be paying for shipping, what it would cost, so you know over the course of time if it benefits you. For me, for the most part, I don't have too much stuff shipped to begin with, so it's not a big deal, but for me, having it is worth the cost. Next up, though, what the other item that you may have heard or benefit you get as a Prime user is Prime Instant Video. What this is, it's along the lines of what Netflix offers, is that it lets you stream movies and TV shows using that, or for whatever's available in their catalog, but it is not necessarily every single item. If it is available as part of Prime Instant Video, it will let you know, much like the shipping, that what is and is not, or basically what is available. So if something's available, you'll see a part of Amazon Prime Instant Video, so you can start streaming it right away. If it's not, you'll see the dollar cost of purchasing it. So just a rule of thumb for what is and is not available. The one thing I like on the app side of things is that If something is not available for, or especially for the, specifically the TV show side, not all seasons may be available or eligible for Prime streaming. So, for example, Boardwalk Empire, if memory serves, season one is available on Prime Instant Video, but subsequent seasons are not. So, something to be aware of when you are streaming. Or looking for shows to stream, that not all seasons and not all shows and movies are available for Prime Instant Video, but they do have their own category for items that are under Prime, so it's a good rule of thumb, just look out for that logo and you're it's a pretty safe bet there. The beauty of it, which I should not be surprised at, but one thing I do like is that it does sync across all devices, so it's something on the back end, so if you start watching, for example, on your Android tablet, and you switch to your TV, it'll resume from where you were at, and it will let you know that when you load it up, let's say on your smart TV, it'll say that you're on this, let's say you're watching a TV show, it'll tell you which season and episode you're on, and ask if you want to continue from there, and then you can switch to, for example, your Kindle Fire or your iPad or iOS device, and it'll all stay in sync, so wherever you're at, you can continue on any device. Next up, we have Prime Music. This is similar to the Prime Instant Video in that you can stream and download tracks and albums ad-free. You can sort and search by artist, album, genre, playlist, and all that sort of stuff. So if you want to have a playlist for your workout or for work or home, relaxing, any of that, then that is all available. And just like Prime Instant Video, not all music is available to Prime. So at least on the app side, there's an easy category for seeing what is available in Prime Music. I would assume that the website has the same thing. So just the same rule of thumb applies. Look for the Prime logo. And it's pretty straightforward, easy to use, and easy to download for offline use if you're on a limited data plan or in a place where you don't have a Wi-Fi connection. Next up is Prime Photos. This is pretty simple in that you get unlimited photo storage in the cloud, so you can have all your pictures backed up to the cloud, and it's an unlimited storage for as long as you have your Prime account. So if you want a place where you don't have to worry about how much storage space you have, then this is definitely worth it. This is probably the easiest thing to compare, so if you use other photo backup services, or at least other cloud's storage services like Dropbox or Google Drive or Box, just looking at their annual price pricing, then you can compare and see how much it compares on a monthly basis and go from there. You also get access to the Kindle Owner's Lending Library, which lets you borrow books from over 500 titles that are available in the Kindle Lending Library. It is actually pretty straightforward, and I'll tell you how much time you have to borrow it. So, for example, I borrowed the Hunger Games novel. Read that, see how good it is, since I haven't read it. I believe it told me I have until February 28th to read it, so I'm actually mostly done with it, but it tells you how long you have to, you can read it, and then you have to borrow it, I believe, if you want to continue reading it. And I think it's one to, or two books a month, if memory serves. I've only done the one so far, so that's my bit of fine print on that. So pretty nifty there. Same thing applies. I mean, basically borrowing a book, this is probably the easiest, even easier than a photo upload, in that, or photo storage, in that if you rent a book, you can see the price of the book, and that's basically borrowing a book and looking at the price will tell you that if it's more than the monthly price, you know you've made it that month worth it. You also get early access to Lightning deals if you have a Prime membership. It's not a whole lot, or it could be a lot depending on what you're looking for, but you get 30 minutes of early access to Lightning deals, so if there's something that shows up that you want to buy, then it's definitely worth it, especially if you want to get a great deal on various products. Your membership also from Lightning deals on, I haven't actually used all of these, so just a fine print, so I'll probably be going a little bit faster through it, but this is what I did have learned from the website. But you also get Prime Fresh if you're in one of the participating neighborhoods. This is their Amazon's grocery delivery service. If you type in your zip code, it'll tell you if they deliver to your area or not. You do, I believe it does. You still get the free 2-day shipping, but there's if you order $35 or more in groceries, you get same day delivery. So you do have, I believe, the cutoff time is 10 a.m. to get it by that evening, and then there's a evening cutoff time as well to get it by the following morning. So if you realize that there isn't groceries you need and you just don't have time to get it, then be sure to order it by 10 a.m. and you'll get it by that evening. So just something to remember for that. I've checked a couple of pricing. It seems a little bit more expensive. I've only checked one thing, and that's the bananas. And the pricing is a little bit more expensive, but I do want to check out what they offer a little bit more and try it out and see if it is more or less expensive. I'm sure it's just like any other grocery store where pricing varies by store and region, so we will see. Or I'll see exactly how much, how good or bad the pricing is there, but it is a nice service to have if you are pressed for time. If you are a student, then you also, or you get a special discount as part of Amazon Student, in that you get 50% off of the plan. So just something to consider. I think they give you an extra free trial. I think it was 6 months of memory serves. And then you get a discounted rate as a student to save some money there. So it is nice as far as the video, photo upload, the lending library. There's novels and textbooks that you can lend, but 50, so basically $50 or so plus tax to get all of the features of Amazon Prime is definitely worth it. And then finally, there's Amazon Mom. This is, I think, the simplest one. I didn't see anything else besides the 20% off diaper subscriptions if you're a mother. So if you want to get regular deliveries of diapers, you get a discount there. So a little easier way to save money, I suppose, depending on the brand. I didn't look into this too much, but it definitely seems like it would be a good deal. So that's really all there is for that. You can get all this information and get more information, prices, see what's available, not available by visiting amazon.com/prime. At the moment, as I said, the annual rate is $99 a year, and it does include everything all in one. And it is $99 plus tax, so something to consider there. But it's still, in general, a good deal. If it's something you're not sure you'll get full use out of, what I did actually when I was considering between this and Netflix was how much I would need to watch, because I originally signed up just for the Prime Instant Video and Prime Music, is how much I would need to use every month to make it worth it. So that's essentially, it comes out to about 2 or 3 movies, maybe about 3 or 4 TV shows every month, or 3 or 4 episodes of TV shows every month to make it worth it. I did order something last month, in January. I ordered, I think, one thing this month. So basically ordering one thing generally might cover maybe 2 items a month would cover for the shipping. One book a month would cover, or at least one, and these are individual things, not all of the above, but one book a month would cover the rate plan that way. So just something to consider, but I kind of worked out as long as on the movie and video side what it would take for me to, or what it would take to cover the cost, and so far it's been worth it. I have not checked lately as far as being able to see what's on Netflix. I'm sure there's websites and all of that around to see what's on Netflix. I know you can browse the Amazon Prime Instant Video library to see what they have available to make it worth it. So, for example, for me, it would be worth it because, for example, Stargate SG-1 is all, I think, 10 seasons are available. All episodes of Star Trek, the original series, are available, so getting through those, at least for me, covers it. And then you also get access to their own new content for TV shows, so The Man in the High Castle and a few others as well. So that's really all there is for that. A lot of different features, so for $99 for me, I can't go wrong with what they offer, so definitely it's worth checking out. I do would recommend it. I've had no issues so far with it. And they do have Android and iOS apps, so everything stays in sync. Just logging in on each platform keeps everything in sync that way as well. So definitely check it out and at least look up the whatever interests you to see how much it would take to make the $99 a year worth it. But if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. You can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. And of course, if you want to support the show and the network, be sure to visit patreon.com/geekio. All our reward levels are there as well. Be sure to check out the show notes for all the great deals from our various sponsors for the network. If you want to find this show or any other show on the network, be sure to visit geek-io.net. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.